Congress finally approves those trade agreements. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, the members of Congress managed to agree on something this week, and it will benefit American agriculture. American Farm Bureau's Jonna Miller has more.
You don't see members of Congress agreeing on much these days, but they did manage to approve three trade deals that offer a big boost to the nation's farmers and ranchers and the economy as a whole.
It's been an over four-year marathon, but this week we crossed the finish line. Finally, after all this time, Congress has passed the three bilateral trade agreements with South Korea, Panama, and Colombia.
American Farm Bureau President Bob Stallman says the economic benefits are a big reason Congress finally passed the pacts.
Altogether, these three agreements will increase agricultural exports by $2.5 billion. Now, each $1 billion of additional agricultural exports supports 9,000 jobs, so just the agricultural portion of these trade agreements will result in an increase of over 22,000 jobs for this country.
Stallman says quick implementation of the new trade deals is important to prevent the U.S. from falling even further behind the global competition.
For those who believe that participating in these trade agreements is not important, they're absolutely wrong. Competition is out there. Other countries are having bilateral agreements and are moving into our markets. We've already lost about half of our trade with Colombia, half of our agricultural trade, because of the delay. Brazil and Argentina have worked out a trade agreement and don't have tariffs like we do, and so they can come in at a lower price. The EU has created a bilateral deal with South Korea that was effective the 1st of July. They are going into the marketplace with lower tariffs and taking away our markets. So the competition is a real factor out there. When we lose out to competitors from other countries in the international marketplace, that reduces our exports. That reduces our GDP. It reduces opportunities for employment.
Now the nation's farmers and ranchers will work on getting those markets back. Jonna Miller, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.